Give God worship and give God praise this evening. Say, Father, I give you your worship. No one can share the glory with you. No one can share the praise with you. No one can share the adoration with you. Oh, Jesus, I bless you. I bless your name. I bless your name, Father. Come on, give God praise. Give God thanks. Give God praise. Give God thanks. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on, raise your worship in the house this evening. Let the Lord begin to feel the presence of your worship in your house this evening. Father, we give you the praise and the glory. None can indeed share with your glory. None can indeed share in your honor. It all belongs to you. Oh, Jesus, we give you the praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Shabodon tirakatahali frenahaya. Oh, Jesus, we worship you. Come and lift your voice this evening and give God praise. Give God praise in the house this evening. Let your voice sound as a register before God in your own words. In your own words this evening, come and give God praise. Give him worship. 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 Oh, none can compare with you. None can compare with you. None can compare with you. None can share your glory. None can share your glory. None can share your glory. Jesus, we give you the praise. Oh, Ramanahai Lebrahando, Celia Frenahaya. Oh, you are glorious, Lord. Oh, glorious God. We praise your name. We lay our crowns and worship you. Oh, glorious God. We praise. Everything about you. I lay my life and worship. I lay all that I am. I lay my life and worship. I lay my heart to you, Lord. On this evening, oh Father, that you one that is deserving of all the glory. You are the one deserving of all the worship. You are the one deserving of all the praise. You are the one that the whole of the heavens and the earth adore. You are the one that the 24 elders bow before. You are the one that the four living creatures bow before. You are the one that the whole earth sings about. You are the one that the creation sings about. You are the one that the plants sing about. You are the one that the seas and the rivers and the oceans sing about. You are the one that all creation sings about. You are the one that our liver and our pancreas and our voices, you are the one we sing about. Everything about us sings to you and we worship you. We lay our crowns. We lay our all. We lay everything that we are and we worship. And we worship. And we worship. And we worship. The angels are singing Hosanna. We, your people, are singing Hosanna. We worship and we adore you. King of glory. King of all the earth. King of kings. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Before you take your seat, can you just welcome two or three persons here and say, welcome to the presence of God. Welcome to the presence of God. It's good to see you. Welcome to the presence of God. It's good to see you. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are all welcome to the wonderful, awesome and beautiful presence of the Lord. It's so good to see us all once again. You're welcome to the assembly of the saints, where God is doing mighty things. And we know that he's about to do something extraordinary once again that I missed tonight. God has a word for you. God has a word for me. You open your heart to receive all that the Lord has to say to you. And in that vein, in that accord with Jesus, join your heart. Can you make welcome to the podium, Pastor Mrs. Victory and Young Oke, as she brings the award to us tonight. Come on, celebrate my, celebrate that bit.
Can we do a better one for Jesus? Can we bless the name of the Lord? Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads as we pray. Dear God, we thank you for this grace. Thank you for calling us out of darkness into light. Thank you because we are your chosen people. And Lord, we have come to fellowship with you this evening. Even though we came in the rain, Lord, we ask that the rain and the dew of heaven will rest upon us again this evening in the name of Jesus. We ask that as your word come forth, it will pierce our heart and it will leave a mark that is unquenchable in the name of Jesus. It will leave a desire and a heart burning, panting after you in the name of Jesus. We ask that no one will leave here the same in Jesus' name. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Good evening, church. Can we please appreciate Pastor for this opportunity to be here? Thank you, Daddy, for giving me this opportunity to be here to share the word this evening. I pray that the Lord will bless us all and send a word to you in particular in the name of Jesus. Can you turn to your neighbor and say, God has a word for you? Listen and pay attention. You know this song we used to sing? God has something to say. God has something to say. Listen, listen. Pay full attention, for God has something to say. So turn to your neighbor again. God has something for you. Listen and pay attention. Hallelujah. So today's we'll be considering a title, Here I Am. I can see someone echo send me. So we'll be considering today, Here I Am. And we'll be looking at the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, and we'll be reading from verse 1 to verse 8. Tonight we are looking at Isaiah's encounter and how it relates to us now in our generation. So I want us to open our Bibles to Isaiah, chapter 6, from verse 1 to 8. Are we there? We are going to be reading together. So I want everyone to read Isaiah 6, 1 to 8. Are we there? I can't hear our response. Okay, let's be fast. Now let's read. Verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple too. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the pots of the doors moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. 5. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongues from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth, and said, lo, these are touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, send me. Hallelujah. You know, looking at this scripture, I know this is not your first time reading through, but I believe that anytime we read this scripture, there's this assumption that comes with King Uzziah. How many of you have ever thought that it was because King Uzziah was still alive that Isaiah didn't see the vision? If you have ever thought that, or that's your belief, can you wave? Okay, we have pastor. You are doing a great job. We have Bible scholars here. I used to believe that it's possible maybe King Uzziah was a wizard, or he was from the line of, he took some things from Jezebel. That maybe that's why he hindered Isaiah from exploring his spiritual realm or seeing the vision of the Lord. But today I want to show us something about King Uzziah, and that will lead us to our study today. That King Uzziah was actually a man that followed God. How many of us know that? He's actually a man that followed God. If you look at 2 Chronicles 26, we won't read it because of our time. It's a long read, the whole chapter. It talks about the life of King Uzziah. It's someone that he came to the throne at 16 years of age. And he followed God. The scripture says that he would ask of the Lord. He will seek after God. He does not do anything without consulting the priest. What is God saying? That was the kind of man he was. But he got to a time that because he sought the Lord gave him so good success. He was known around. He was able to conquer the Philistines, the Gats, the Ammonites. There were a list of nations that he conquered in his time. Even though he got to the throne at a very young age. But after a while, his success got to his head. And he went to the temple of the Lord. What was supposed to be done by the priest was what he did. We all know that when it comes to the sacrifice in the temple, it is done by the tribe of Levi, the Levites. But King Uzziah got to a time that he went into the temple to sacrifice to God himself, because he had gotten to a stage where he was close to God. I want us to open Second Chronicles 26. So it doesn't look like I'm saying this story from my head, because the way we are looking at me. Second Chronicles 26, and I'm just going to let us read some. If anyone is there, you can read verse 4. Second Chronicles 26, 4. Can you see that? That's the record about him, that he followed God. Now, let's look at verse 16. Yes, verse 16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. That was not his duty. But he had gotten to a stage where he was so blessed, he felt he does not need the priest again. He can do it. You know, that was one of the things that Saul also did. He was impatient to wait for Samuel, and he went to carry on with the sacrifice. And when Samuel got there, why didn't you wait? And with every other thing he did, sparing the flocks, sparing the beautiful things to sacrifice unto God. What I am trying to tell us here is that King Uzziah died, not even though he started as a man that followed after God. He got to a point that he got so familiar with God, and that brought his destruction. And if there's anything I want you to take from here, is that assumptions can be costly. Thinking I am there now, assuming I have gotten to that stage now. I've given my life to Christ. It's been over 5 years. I should be able to do some things now. I should be able to start my own ministry now, right? And many other things we assume that, okay, because I've seen a pattern, I can do this. Without consulting or without checking the patterns that are available in God. And so King Uzziah died as a leper. That is not ours. I just wanted us to know about King Uzziah. So next time we are reading this place, we know that it is not the one that did not allow Isaiah to see the Lord. Hallelujah. So Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. This was not the first time Isaiah was seeing something. But this encounter was different. And I am trusting that the Lord will grant us such encounters. This is not the first time we are coming to Bible study. But before you leave here, the Lord will give you something tangible that when you look back, you can say, oh, on the 14th, on the 15th of October, this happened to me. Isaiah saw the Lord, and this encounter brought about something different. It changed the trajectory of his ministerial life, of his call. Hallelujah. Are we together? Thank you. But I want you to see something in the life of Isaiah. He also was about working in the path of assumption. And we'll see that in verse 5. Can we go to verse 5 in our scripture? It says, then said I, woe is me. Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Can you tell your neighbor, assumptions can be costly? Who would have thought that Isaiah, being a known prophet in Israel, could see the Lord and what he would say was, woe to me. Imagine that kind of encounter. And what he could say was, I am a man of unclean lips. A mighty prophet. We dedicated a book to him. And before this encounter, he had seen visions. He had prophesied. If you look at verse 1 of the first verse of this book of Isaiah, it was talking about the visions of Isaiah for Judah, for Jerusalem, and other tribes. It says, the vision of Isaiah concerning the things he saw about Judah, Jerusalem in the days of the kings. He's a prophet that served kings in his time. But there was this particular day that he saw the visions as usual, but it was different. Can you tell the Lord this evening that, Father, I want a different encounter. Different from what I have been experiencing. Different from the surface level encounter. Can you pray briefly that, Father, I ask. An encounter that is different from the surface level. An encounter that changes the course of things for my life, for my purpose, for my work with you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. So this one was different. And someone would have thought, oh, maybe the Lord would have said, I am pleased with you, O prophet of Israel. But it was not even the Lord that had to see anything. It was he himself that saw his inadequacy. And why did that happen? When we are in the presence of God, light shines on us and darkness flees. Our stains and inadequacies, they are spotlighted. You know, if we put off all the lights here and we shine a light on me, you can see stains in my clothes more easily, right? Because the spotlight is on me. This was the kind of thing that happened to Isaiah. When he saw the glory of God, look at how the scripture described it. The Lord was sitting on the throne. And maybe you don't know. It says the robe of his garment filled the temple. The kings in those days, when their attire always have this robe that will flow after them, like the brides, like what we have now. Imagine, just have a picture of it, that robe, that train, right, sorry, the train filling the temple. He had such a magnificent encounter. And mind you know that this Isaiah has been serving kings. So, it's not the first time he's seen kings. But it's different with the Lord. It's different with the Lord. And when he had this encounter, his inadequacies were spotlighted. And he saw himself. So, we would have assumed that this man of God is perfect. We would have assumed that this man of God is the best. We would have assumed that this brother is the most spiritual in AGBC. When he handles the mic, you will know that this person has the Spirit of God. Assumption. Because what the Bible says, only the Lord knows the heart. And I want you to talk to your neighbor and say, assumptions can be costly. Did you hear what I say? Assumptions can be costly. I want you to think about that. How many times have you taken decisions because you thought this should be the best thing and it failed? How many times have you thought this skill to bring the money in 3 months and it has failed? How many times have you invested for those of us that are doing crypto and your money gone? How many of us assumed, you know, there are a lot of digital products that has come, and based on assumptions, based on what people said, we have entered into it and it failed. And so I'm still telling us this evening that we need to be conscious to bring everything before the presence of God and be sure that this is it. Don't see with your own naked eyes. Don't make conclusions with your own naked eyes. Bring everything before the Lord. You want to travel out? Have you brought it before the Lord? You want to start a business? Have you brought it before the Lord? A lot of us are falling into mistakes because we assumed this is the right way. The scripture says that you will hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. How many times have you waited to listen to that voice? Some of us have entered relationships that crashed because you did not wait. Because you assumed she's a Christian, everything will be fine. It's not just about that. You need to bring everything before the presence of God, the light of God. When we allow the light of God to shine upon us, it reveals what you cannot see with your naked eyes. The scripture says the heart of a man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Only God. So why will you take decisions without consulting the master? Why would you take decisions without bringing it before the Father? I know some of us, or a lot of us, we are in LauTech studying what we didn't pick. You could not control that. They gave it to you. But what about the things you could control? How have you taken that step? How have you taken that decision? Because assumptions can be costly. Isaiah would have thought he's a perfect man of God. But when the light of the Lord shone on him, we saw that, oh my, this is a sinful man. He himself confessed it. Not me, I'm not judging him. He said it. What would be the report if the light of God shines into what you are thinking right now? What are we going to see if God should decide to just show us a 24 hours replay of what you think in your heart? What would be that report? We would be able to say that, oh, I am a righteous man. I have the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Is that the same thing with what is going in our heart? Is that the same thing with what is going in our secret place? The heart of a man is desperately wicked. Even you don't know how wicked you are. Yes. Some of us, you don't know the tendencies you have until they give you some amount of money. You don't know. And I'm trusting that tonight we'll all take ourselves before the Father and say, Lord, reveal myself to me. Lord, reveal myself to me. Reveal myself to me. There are hidden faults that nobody knows. Pastor doesn't know, but you know. There are some things the Spirit of God is highlighting in your heart right now. Let the Lord shine His light on it so that you can be delivered, so that you can be free. Let's open to Psalm 139, verse 23. I want us to see something about David. When it comes to heart work, one of the people I look up to in the scripture is David. David was so vulnerable with the Lord, with his heart. Psalms 139, verse 23. He says, search me. Search me, O God. And know my heart. Try me. And know my thought. 24. And see if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting. Can you say, Lord, search me. Search my heart. Shine your light on me. Let me see my inadequacies. Because this thing that we take lightly sometimes, they are so costly that it took the tribe of Benjamin. It took them away from being the one that will host the coming of the Messiah. If Saul had not made mistake, we would have been saying the root of maybe Saul. But the kingship, the throne was taken away from him just because he made mistakes, assumptions. I'm good to go. He's a very good person. He has good character. He's very humble. He's very focused. He's a Christian. Still, have you taken it to the Lord? I know you have the Spirit of God, but how many times have we consulted him? I know his Spirit guides you, but how many times have you been intentional? And not just because this is what my friend is doing. This is the reigning thing now. I'm going to say this again. Before you travel out, consult the Father. It might seem good. Maybe this is for someone. It might seem good. The truth is, not all of us will end up in Nigeria. Some of us, we have to travel to actually fulfill God's purpose. But don't judge by what you see. It can be costly. Hallelujah. Let's look at our scripture. Isaiah 6. Verse 6. So after Isaiah, he saw himself. He saw his inadequacies. Verse 6 says, then flew one of the seraphim unto him, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongues from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, these have touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. The first thing you need to do, like I said, is bring yourself before the light. Let God point out that stain, those excesses, those hunger issues. There was a time in my life that what God was spotlighting in my life was, be slow to speak and quick to hear. Sometimes it doesn't have to be, maybe you are fornicating. It can be something as simple as you are sleeping too much. So you need to bring yourself before the Father and say, Lord, what is it that is in me that will hinder me? And when you see that, the second thing to do is to be purged. That will ask the Father, okay, God has spotlighted this. This and this you need to work on. Then we bring ourselves to the place of purging. To the place of forging. I believe we all watch The Forge, right? Majority of us. If you have not, I recommend it. When they are forging a sword, it's not always easy. If the sword could feel and say and talk back at the master or the smith man, he would say, why now? What can I do? Because they are putting the metal inside fire. They are constantly sharpening it, molding it, shaping it. It's not an easy thing. It's not an easy task. But for anyone that wants to fit into the master's use, you must allow yourself to be purged. Can you turn to someone? Allow yourself to be purged. Enough of us just trying to play small. Thank God I can speak in tongues. Thank God I'm reading my Bible. I'm doing my devotion. There is more. If you really want to fit for the master's use, you want to matter. We are losing, it's heaven's gain. The men of God, they held us, they are leaving the earth. They are going to the Father. We cannot take up what they are dropping with this caricature kind of fellowship. When you bring yourself before the Father to know the things that can stand as hindrance, you must allow yourself to be submissive enough to be purged. To be submissive enough to be washed. I want to ask you, the way you wash your Ankara or your lace, is it the same way you wash your white shirt? I mean, we don't have white shirts. I want response. Is it the same way you do? You have to pay attention. Because if you don't, it will show. It will show. It will show. If you do not allow the Lord to purge you of all impurities, of all hindrances, of the weights that easily beset, it will show. It will show. Even if by his mercies, the Lord place you where he wants you to be, if some characters are not tamed, it will show. It will show. Judas made it among the disciples. He made it among the 12. You think it's an easy task to be among the 12? He made it among them. But that weakness showed. And didn't it cost him? It costed him. It will show. I want that to sink into your heart. All those things that God is spotlighting now, somewhere on soon due, it will show. It will show. Deborah, it's time to rise. God, next year, this year is almost over. It will show. It will show. We must allow ourselves to be purged. We must allow ourselves to be taken to that quarry site. To be molded and formed. To be broken. When a potter is molding the clay, there are times there will be mistake and he will break it and start over. It's not easy. There are times this forging will cause you to be broken. It will cause you to be separated from the norm. It will cause you to stay away from the things you love. But it's so that you will fit. Except if you don't want to fit for the master's use, then you can carry on living life. But if you really want to matter, if you really want to be a witness, if you want to do more, if you really want to do more, if you want to do the things that he is revealing to you, those dreams that you have in your journal, you have to submit yourself to be purged. Hebrews 12:1. Can we pray under our breath? Can we pray in the Holy Ghost? Shamele suvila kasuvinata sabalati. Shabalagado sobarado sakata da 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 da. Zevila kosimanandi. Oh, purge me, purge me, purge me. Purge me, purge me, purge me. Search me, search me, search me. Search me if there be any sinful way. Oh, search me, search me. Shaba levuda suvila te kabasabila. Izivinama suvila kabasuteya. Oh, shevenemeno sabata balata. I'm not just buying time. I know God is doing a work on your heart. I'm not just buying time. Can you say, purge me? Oh, purge me. I have struggled with this thing enough. I have struggled with this limitation enough. Purge me. Hey, shame kovalatiba suvinas. Purge me, purge me, purge me. Wash me, wash me. Ezuvinas kovilatiba shevala. Zevino sove seve sevi vavas kudi shaba. Oh, Jesus. Hebrews 12 verse 1 says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. See, the race that is set before me is different from the race set before you. The things I need to lay on the altar is different from yours. That is why you need to allow God himself to reveal who you are. So that you will not say that because Mommy Victory is doing this, that means I should do it too. Our race is different. You all will not become a pastor's wife. Some of you, your place is in the governance. You have a different race. There's a different requirement. There's a different consecration needed. And you must allow that the Lord will say, this is what you need to leave behind. This is what you need to leave behind. And this is what you need to take up. Because it's not all the time that you have to leave something. Sometimes you need to take up something. Sometimes you need to invest in fastings. You need to invest in reading books. You want to sit among the Hillites. How many books have you read? Or do you think Daniel will be able to do as much as he does if he was not a studious person? God is sending you as an apostle in the medical field and you are struggling. You're not paying attention to your work. So tell me, how will you make your master proud? There's a race that is set before you. It is different from mine. You need to allow the Lord to open your eyes to see and know what you need to do. That it will open your eyes. That it will open your eyes. That it will open your eyes. Malachi 3:3. Please, if you are there, you can help me read. Malachi 3:3. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. See, if you are not purged, you are not fit. If you are not purged, you are not fit. It's as simple as if you don't wash your clothes, you cannot wear it. It's as simple as that. If you don't allow the Lord to work on you, you are not fit. If you don't allow yourself to be taken to the quarry site and go through the hard things so that you can live the soft life when it is time, you will not be fit. We need to stop being mediocres. We need to take on discipline. Your race is different. But you must be purged to be fit. Purifying is a continuous process. It's not just something that happens once. That is why it's something we need to keep doing at each stage, at each season of our life. So that you will not get to a point where you feel, oh, I'm there. Because if Isaiah had that mindset, I'm a prophet. I see visions. I send messages to the king. This is what the Lord is saying. This is the prophecy that is coming from the Lord. If he had rested, yes, I am the prophet of Israel. He wouldn't have known how much unclean he was until the light of God came. Let the light of God shine on you. Submit yourself for purging. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to our anchor test. Isaiah 6. Ah, The Lord is telling me to tell someone, I can't stay in uncleanness. And I saw a picture of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is inside of you, but your heart is like a house that is unkept, dirty. I saw unwashed plates. I saw cobwebs. And yet, you place the Spirit of God there. Because yes, you have the Spirit of God. God does not stay in uncleanness. Every iniquity, impurity that is caging the Spirit of God. You imagine if they put you in an unclean house, would you be able to do anything? Yet you keep blaming the Spirit of God. You are not using me like others. The word for you is keep your house clean. Keep your house clean. Verse 8. So after it was purged, verse 8, it says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, here am I. Send me. Yes, I know. I know you. If we can hear God say that, I know how our response will be, here I am, send me. But the truth is, availability is not all that matters. Willingness is not all that matters. The desire to be used of God is not all that matters. There's a price to pay. There are things to let go. There are cross you need to carry. And God is saying again, I still need men. I still need men. Heniola, I still need men. That is what God is saying this evening. I still need men. I know you want to be sent. But what qualifies you to be sendable is not just being available, but being submissive enough to be made fit for the master's use. I still need men. I don't know if there's anyone this evening. God is saying to you, I still need men. And you are ready to rededicate yourself, bring yourself back before the light of the Lord and say, Lord, shine your light on me. Purge me. Whatever you say, I will do. The friends I need to leave, I will leave them. The things I need to do away with, I will do away with them. Can you bow down your heads and say, God, I am ready. Because he still needs men. That is the heart cry of the Father. He still needs men. He still needs men. He still needs men. who will go for us, who will go to Canada. Oh, I hear that. Who will go to Canada? Not just to make money, not just to be satisfied, not just to live soft life. Who will go for me? Oh, Sevilla Tepas. Who will be an ambassador for me in the hostel? Who will be an ambassador in the class? There are new ways of darkness coming. Who will be an ambassador of light? I still need men. And if you are ready to rededicate again, Lord, I know what you are calling me into, but I have not been fully committed to it. Can you rise to your feet and say, Lord, shine your light on me. Search me. Search me, search me, search me. Purge me. I am available. I am willing. Mold me till I am fit for your use. Mold me till I am sendable. Can you rise to your feet and make that dedication again? Oh, I rededicate myself. This is not a matter of you have not given your life to Christ. It's a matter of, are you ready to run the race of destiny? Are you ready to run the race of destiny? Oh, Samikove. Hemo suvila taika. Hemo savilo sivate balate. Oh, send me, Lord. Oh, send me, Lord. Mold me till I am sendable. Mold me till I am sendable. I surrender. Kevo savila basabaya. Oh, Jesus. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing. Kabo Shabbos, withholding nothing. I surrender to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing. Oh, Jesus, withholding nothing, I let go of the excesses. I let go. He has told you, you eat too much. You need a lot of fasting for this journey. You need to take care of your health for this journey. You are battling with a lot of fear and doubt. You are entangled in the webs of masturbation and addiction. Can you say, purge me, Lord? I surrender my all. I surrender my all. I surrender my all. Oh, sevekova sabekova. I give it all that I may be fit. That I may be fit for your use. That I may be fit for your use. That I may be sendable. That I may be sendable. I am willing. I am ready. I am willing. I am ready. I am willing. I am ready. I am ready. I am ready. Who shall I send? Who will go for us? Who will go for us? Oh, Samakobaratai. Who will break that yoke in your family? Who will break that yoke in your family? Who will break that pattern in your family? Kapo Sevi Kumba Sita. Zevilo Sekovai Kasita Lada. Zemate Koveka Zeka Hata. Ami Savila Semi Saikata. Oh, Shema Tofai. Send. Oh, Jesus. I surrender. Let the fire from your presence touch my body. Let the fire from your presence touch my body. The Lord is purging you. The Lord is purging you. Oh, let the fire from your presence touch me. That was what purged Isaiah and made him sendable. Can you say, let your fire touch me? Let your fire touch me. Let your fire purge me. Let your fire purge me. Let your fire touch me. Let your fire purge me. Without it, you are unsendable. Without it, you cannot go. Even if you have the desire, even if you are willing, without the fire that purges, you cannot go. You cannot be fit if the fire does not purge you. Can you say, purge me? Purge me, purge me, purge me. Purge me, God. Shakabata. Velo felici kamaska. Zemisiataya. Oh. Shamekova. Zekovataya gataya. Oh, the purging fire of the Holy Ghost. The purging fire of the Holy Ghost. The purging fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Shamakata. Matata ta 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 ta. Tepe choto sivati. Seme kumana dai kosa. Shema mata sobila dai. The Lord is working. Don't be carried away. The process has started already. The Lord is spotlighting some things to you. His fire is purging you from your inside out. You can feel the fire of the Holy Ghost in your belly. Samato Vaiko Sika Himaskai Kuvata Hasan Masamasamasai Masai Ko Samasmai Zebeloso Velekovarataya Mesomansatakaba Sebelota. Oh, watch me. Search my heart. Take away everything that is not you. Take away everything that is not you. Take away everything that is entangling me. Oh, I just saw someone. You have ropes around your leg and you keep falling. Every time you take a progress in your spiritual walk with God, in matter of days, you fall back again. The Lord is breaking off those rope of addictions that keeps you falling again and again and again. In the name of Jesus, take away everything that is not you. Take away everything that is not you. Oh, I let go of every weight and besetting sin. Let your fire purge us, O God. We want to do your will. We want to do your will. You have called us influencers. Oh, we want to go to the nations bearing the banner of Jesus high. Oh, Father, make us fit. 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 Mommy, mommy, bo se fe. That line, just that line. Oluwa, mommy, mommy, bo se. It's saying, Lord, mold me as you want. Oluwa, it's not going to be easy. But I am ready to be molded. I am ready to be molded. Oluwa, mommy. Mommy, bosefe. I am ready to be molded.
Oluwa, mommy. Mommy, bosefe.
Search me, Lord, in all my ways. If there is any evil way, lead me to everlasting life. I belong to you, Lord. Search me, Lord, in all my ways. If there is any evil way, lead me to everlasting life. I belong to you, Lord. Run again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, and over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, and over and again, I belong to you. Search me, Lord, in all my ways. If there is any evil way, lead me to everlasting life. I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, and over and again, I belong to you. I'm going to make two calls right now. You know there is something that the Lord needs to purge and to purify in you. And you are submitting yourself to now. They are saying, Lord, I'm submitting yourself to that fire. Can you do what you did to Isaiah to me? Can you did what you did to Isaiah to me tonight? You are here and that is your confession this night. Can you quickly come? Can you do what you did to Isaiah to me? Can you did what you did to Isaiah to me? I need such a fire. I need such a fire. I don't know why you need it. I don't know why you need it. But you can say, Lord, can you just do what you did to Isaiah to me tonight? That I have an encounter with that purifying and with that purging fire that takes away this impediment, that takes away this impurity once and for all, that I will see myself before you. Can you talk to God and say to your man, Lord, do what you did to Isaiah to me? And as you are asking, the fire of God will come upon somebody. And it to be a literal work of that fire. As you ask it now, that fire will come upon somebody to do that purging work now. Because that life call is here right now. I say, Lord, do this work of this purging for me. What you did to Isaiah, do to me, Lord. What you did to me, to him, do to me, Lord. I can't struggle with this consistently and continuously if there is an availability of a fire that can take away this impurity. Do it to me.
As you are asking now, the fire of God upon somebody, I say that my spirit, the fire of God upon somebody right in this place, it will show that that purging has happened. It will happen in a very short moment now. In a very short moment, that coal will rest upon somebody in a short moment now.
That fire is doing its work now. It's doing its work right now upon somebody now. That it's going to come as a hot burn. You will feel it through you from like the center of your head into your system. That fire will come with such intensity through you, to surge through you now. It will surge through you now. It is a dealing between you and God. You are appearing before your throne. This is your own Isaiah encounter. That is happening.
Create in me a clean heart, purify me, create in me a clean heart, so I may worship you. Create in me a clean heart, purify me.
That work is going on right now.
Create in me a clean heart, so I may worship you. Cast me not away from your presence. Please don't take your spirit from me and restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship you.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Father, I'm asking over everyone in the front here. They are asking, Lord, for what you did to Isaiah. They are asking that this coal, this burning coal of fire that seemed that rested upon Isaiah, we know that there is a pain that process is involved, but they are asking that, Lord, you should do it anyway. So, Father, I am asking that this experience happens for them right now. It happens for them right now. Lord, upon your sons and your daughters in the front right now, let that coal of fire begin to rest and we don't do that work of purification. And that work of purging and that work of sanctification by your fire in the name of Jesus. Sanctify and purify. There is one of you here, that fire is surging right through you. You can feel that burning sensation right from your head. It's surging right through you. That is a sign that is starting from your mind. No, trust that should not be found in you from your mind. It's starting from the middle of your head and it is surging right through you by fire, purging you through and through. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please return to your seats.
There is a longing only you can feel. A raging tempest only you.
Remain standing, everybody.
My soul is thirsty, Lord, to know you as I am. Drink from the river that flows before your throne. Take me deeper in love with you. Jesus, hold me close to your embrace. Take me deeper than I've ever been before. I just want to love you more and more. How I love to be deeper.
You are here, the second call I'm going to give tonight. Your own part is, here I am, send me. Here I am, send me. For some, it has been a struggle to yield to what is calling you to do. Yours is, here I am, send me. Can you please make your way down to the front quickly? Here I am, send me. 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 You're struggling so much with what he's asking you to do. You are saying, Lord, why should it be me? Lord, why do you have to obstruct my path? You are saying, God, you are obstructing my journey. Your face has been set as flint towards a direction that is not earmarked for you. You think you know what's best for you, but you are here. You are saying, Lord, here am I. Send me, send me, send me, send me. That means you are yielding to the process. You are yielding to the process. The Lord showed me a picture of someone in a congregation. He said, if you don't come, the power of God will rest on you strongly there to fish you out by himself. To fish you out by himself. It will happen shortly if you insist you're not coming.
I will follow, follow you till the end of time. And I will follow. Follow you till the end of time. Wherever you go, I'll go. Whatever you say, Lord, I'll do. I'm available. I'm dependable.
Is that your confession? I say here tonight.
I'm reliable. Master, I'm ready.
Yes, Lord.
And I will follow.
See, wipe your tears. It's a noble call.
Follow you till the end of time.
Take solace. It's for your good.
And I will
Rest in the fact that he cannot mislead you. He can't mislead you. Ha! Yes, Lord.
Follow you till the end of time.
He's looking for men. And I will follow.
Follow you till the end of time. And I will follow. Follow you till the end of time.
Hi.
And I will follow. I follow you till the end of time.
Let the breath of the Almighty rest upon you.
Stretch forth my hands to these ones. The grace for yieldedness, the grace for prompt obedience, the grace to follow in step every step of the way, the grace to yield without holding back is released to you. You will walk hand in glove with the master. You will walk step in foot with the master. You receive strength to say, yes, Lord. And as you do, the power of the Holy Ghost backs you up. I can't promise it will be easy, but I can promise you to be worth it. I can't promise you one thing. Faithful is he that has called, and he will do it. Isaiah went on from there and prophesied, and entered into another level of prophetic ministry that till today we are still studying and we are not yet done. Because a man yielded and said, here am I. Send me. For one of you, the Lord told me that your narrative will be like John. That they will say that there was a man sent from God. His name was John. It wouldn't be your testimony it will be what they reported about your life. One of you here. Because your life will prove that God sent you. One of you here. Your life will prove that God sent you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Please return to your seats. Father, we thank you for your word this evening. I'm asking that, Father, you will let this fire wash everyone through. Search us, O God. We are your people. Search us, O God. Do a thorough work in us, O God. Do a complete work in us, O God. Make us sendable. For your daughter that you have used, grace upon grace, increase upon increase, fresh utterance to bring forth the counsel of God in and out of season, in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can we celebrate Jesus this evening?